No, we didn't, because we did on a lot of stuff. Around where you had to have a lot of strength to hold things, hold them posts. But mostly we just dug a hole about 2 feet deep and then packed around it. When you set the post in there, pack it good with it.
Just pack the dirt down.
And that way they had a pretty good fence that way.
Did you ever have any made out of stone or rock?
Well, yeah, we have. But we've done pretty good there. A good post, and we had a lot of, some fences had just rail fences, you know, you see them stacked up.
Yeah.
And way long time ago. But it cost too much money. A post, a 6 foot post now, I don't know what it cost you. A good post. And you have to go cut it too. Cedar post. That's what we had, because you could get cedar posts around here a lot.
Back in my hometown, everything was barbed wire, really, because there weren't any rocks, or at least not much. It seems to me that I've seen a few down here. Are there more rock and stone things?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Term would you use to describe your best dishes?
Do what?
What term would you use to describe your best dishes?
Dishes?
Yeah.
You mean for the house?
Yeah, your wife's best dishes.
Well, plates, cups and saucers and plates.
Okay, what are they made out of?
China, mostly.
Okay. Did you ever see an egg made out of China?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Nest eggs.
Is that what y'all call them?
Yeah, you put one in the nest and chickens start laying in there. As soon as some of them hide the nest out anyway.
What'd you use to carry water in?
Buckets.
What were they made of?
Yeah, some of them were tin pails, they call them. And some of them was galvanized buckets, heavy, and of course we had barrels we put the water in too.
When you had a well, what kind of a thing would you have in the well?
A pulley.
Yeah.
If you drawed it by hand, it'd be a rope with a pulley, you know. But if you had a pump, boy, you just drop it down in there with it.
Did you have tin ones or wooden ones or what? To drop down there to get the water?
Well, a sucker rod. I had a sucker rod you put down in there. Or a pump. And what's called a sucker rod, and it was made out of good wood, see? Because it had a lot of wear and tear.
Yeah, I noticed you said a tin pail. If it was made out of wood, what would you call it, a pail or a bucket?
Bucket, that'd be a bucket.
What if it's made out of plastic?
I ain't never had any. That's after my time.
Yeah, okay. Did y'all have a thing that you kept in the kitchen to throw scraps in that you'd throw the hogs later?
Slop can, yeah. Slop can.
Okay.
With a lid. We didn't keep it in the kitchen, though. We kept it outside, right outside.
Just outside the door?
Mm-hmm.